We think 2024 will be particularly a stock picker's year. But if we've looked historically back to 2000, and stock picking remains obviously a very important generative alpha and has been throughout that entire time period. So what we've done is looked at the top quartile of REITs in any individual year versus the bottom quartile of REITs. And that gap is about 50 percentage points. So there's massive alpha opportunity within the listed real estate space.
Hello and welcome to The REIT Report. I'm your host, Sarah Borkson-Quito. In this episode, I'm joined by three members of Citi's Global Real Estate Research Team. I'll be speaking with Nick Joseph in the US, Aaron Guy in the UK, and Howard Penny in Australia to get their views on where global real estate is heading in 2024. Nick, Aaron, Howard, thanks for joining the podcast today.
Thanks so much for having us again, Sarah. Looking forward to it.
Now, while we've got a more promising interest rate outlook for 2024, Citi is also expecting slowing global growth. What sort of environment does that combination create for commercial real estate, broadly speaking, this year?
Absolutely. I would say there's definitely cross currents, and you hit on some of those in terms of the slowing economic growth and offset somewhat by lower expected interest rates. But overall, we are generally constructive on commercial real estate in 2024. If you think about the lower interest rates, we think that'll probably have two benefits. Number one is obviously valuation. So as rates go down, we think cap rates go down and multiples expand. And the other thing is on the earnings side in terms of refinancing. And so we were assuming a higher refinancing rate if we go back 6 months ago for 2024 maturities that were coming due, as well as the floating rate debt. And so as rates have come down, that headwind from higher interest rates has abated a bit. We're also starting to see a bit more investor interest from generalists, which we think should help the public securities market. Part of that is the lower interest rate, and part of that is real estate's underperformance over the last few years. And so we think that probably attracts some incremental capital into the space. All that said, growth is slowing. We see that both from an economic perspective as well as an earnings growth perspective for most listed real estate companies. There's also some select supply challenges. So here in the U.S., we're seeing it in industrial and we're seeing it in Sunbelt apartments most acutely.
Are there investment trends you're seeing that are consistent across geographies?
Yes, there certainly are. And we published our global 2024 outlook a few weeks ago. And I'd say, look, every region is different, but there are definitely some common themes that we see. If I think about what we are seeing globally, industrial seems to be the most positive across the regions. And this is a topic that we've been diving into with a global industrial report actually a few months ago where we looked at some of the larger global players. The other subsectors are a bit more mixed based off of region. And so two of them that came out as some of the most preferred and least preferred were residential and retail. And I think that really comes down to supply and demand and individual market characteristics, depending on the country and geography. Office was probably the least positive amongst the region. So that was the most consensus underweight from a global perspective. And if I think about from a bottoms-up perspective from stocks, the biggest driver of preference amongst our global analysts was rent growth or revenue growth. So top line growth and who is growing either accelerating or above maybe expectations. And on the flip side of that, the biggest concern was higher leverage, which makes sense as rates are higher than they were in the past cycle. And so the impact on earnings growth from refining into a more challenging lending environment.
Looking at the U.S. market, REITs ended 2023 on a strong footing, and Citi is projecting potential returns of 10 to 15% in 2024. What factors are supporting that growth?
Sure. So our 10 to 15% total return outlook for REITs this year in 2024 is first anchored by those sectors, about 4% going in dividend yield. And it's supported by both NAV and cash flow growth expectations. And so our total return outlook assumes modest multiple expansion from a stability in interest rates, which also would imply lower cap rates. We estimate every 25 basis points move of a cap rate equates to about 5 to 7% impact to share prices and NAVs, which is about approximately one turn on an earnings multiple. So if you think about earnings growth, we're expecting 2024 AFFO growth of about 3%. Growth is being driven by slowing but still solid operating results, development and the redevelopment benefit that is coming on, and the retention of free cash flow.
How important is stock selection this year? And is the historic gap between the top and bottom performers remaining consistent?
It's very important. We think 2024 will be particularly a stock picker's year. But if we've looked historically back to 2000, and stock picking remains obviously a very important generator of alpha and has been throughout that entire time period. So what we've done is looked at the top quartile of REITs in any individual year versus the bottom quartile of REITs. And that gap is about 50 percentage points. So there's massive alpha opportunity within the listed real estate space. And in times of economic stress, that gap is even wider. And so we think 2024 will be no different than what we've seen historically with a wide range of total returns within the listed space.
Aaron, how does the broader picture in the UK and Europe compare to the US? And what are some of the key themes to watch?
So, look, the macro themes of recession risk and rates are in the driver's seat, and this has turned towards a more milder recession expectation of lower rates through 2024. The sentiment around these macro themes is volatile with the news flow, and this has changed the performance of the stocks from the second half of 23, which was somewhat stronger performance with more rate decline expectations. And so far, a lot of that's reversed in 2024 so far as the market's digested that rates might not come down as quickly as they previously thought. So those are the key major sort of macro themes that are dominating, and that is transferring across the pond. One key difference to the US, obviously, is the economic growth supporting rental growth demand is obviously somewhat lower in Europe and the UK compared to the US. Some of the similarities that we noted between the US and UK and Europe was that residential logistics markets seem to be the sectors with the most strength and accelerating strength in some cases in rental growth. And the most concerning market, which again was similar across the pond, was the office market, where it looked as if the demand for rental growth potentially could weaken. So there were similarities on that front. The other area we can also draw parallels to is that the US and Europe and the UK are working through refinancing issues. You know, we've moved from a zero rate environment into the headwind of refinancing at higher rates. And the market is working through the refinance, and it is creating a headwind in the sector as well.
Have UK and European REITs taken the same steps as their US peers to shore up balance sheets, putting them in position to potentially benefit from market distress?
Look, in Europe and the UK, it's a mixed picture on the leverage front. As a broad generalization, I'd say the UK deleveraged a bit more than continental Europe. LTV is one metric, but we think the income statement impact has been somewhat underestimated. So there's been a bit more of a focus on net debt to EBITDA, which is a more sort of common metric in the US. So it's a mixed picture in terms of who's prepared for distressed opportunity if and when it comes through. I'd say in the market at the moment, there's more what I'd categorized as motivated sellers rather than distressed sellers, but we're still early in the refinancing process from zero rates. So a lot of companies, quite a few companies, increased leverage leading up to sort of 2019, 2020, and those sorts of market turning points. In 2015, we suggested to the market that leverage should be eliminated with the view that rates would rise and the cycle would end some point. And we'd say broadly, the market, not many companies achieved that. Some have. I'd say most of the capital that potentially could capitalize on distressed opportunity possibly is more in the private real estate market. But there's certainly selected companies in Europe that could capitalize if there are distress. Yeah, if there's anyone who wants to go through the specifics of those companies, they can reach out.
Howard, Citi's 2024 outlook points to a return of generalist investors in the Australian market. Why is that, and what sectors are likely to be most appealing to them?
Hi, Sarah. Thanks again for having us. In a nutshell, generalist investors have been avoiding Australian REITs for the last few years as higher interest rates and interest rate hedge durations rolled off on average from three-year hedge durations, and this has resulted in a rapid increase in finance costs. Together with this, we saw bond yields moving up rapidly, resulting in cap rate expansion and property valuation pressure, which we actually see continuing into the upcoming results season here in February. However, we're now expecting interest rates to start peaking, which provides a strong backdrop for an earnings and valuation recovery. And another important attraction to the Australian market is that we also expect it to be one of the strongest growing developed market economies in the next few years. And this is driven by population growth as skilled migrants continue to flow into the country. And this is creating a very positive growth environment for many real estate sectors, including housing, self-storage, industrial, and even retail.
How do you see Australian REITs performing compared to the broader market in 2024? And what trends are you watching most closely?
In Australia, we are expecting a 50 basis points of rate cuts in the second half of 2024, which we see as a potential catalyst for share price performance in the sector. Assessing this through historic cycles has resulted in Australian listed REITs outperforming Australian equities on average from around 4 months before the first rate cut. Our top picks are, however, focused on stocks where we see stronger net operating income in order to outperform the still rising finance costs that we're seeing. And therefore, our focused stocks concentrate around this growth.
And I wanted to ask everyone this, but where do you see the biggest opportunity in your respective markets this year?
So for the U.S., we do run a model portfolio, and I mentioned that 50 percentage point difference between the top quartile and bottom quartile, and so we try to be tactical of where we see opportunities. If we think from a subsector perspective, our top overweights would be in residential, so both single-family rentals and manufactured housing, and some select exposure to apartments. Healthcare, driven by positive demographic trends, particularly on the seniors' housing side. Data centers and towers, where we've seen stronger leasing, particularly on the data center side. Then industrial, where we're mindful of the supply, particularly in the first half of this year, but we also like the medium and longer term demand trends and think the stock should do well based off of those. Howard, I'll hand it over to you.
Thank you, Nick. From an Australian perspective, we still as well see industrial as having a good supply-demand balance with very tight vacancies of around under 1% here in Australia. And this is also being fueled by a new data center growth opportunity that seems to be moving through the sector. We also see, of course, housing demand being a key area of growth in the sector because supply also remains very constrained in this part of the market. And finally, parts of retail have actually outperformed expectations. And therefore, we remain, I think, cautiously optimistic on retail continuing its defensive trajectory.
This is Aaron. I think the biggest opportunities in 2024, I think, is going to be trying to maximize the polarization that we see in the market. 2023, we saw a polarization of stock performance, so quite a lot up and quite a lot down for different reasons. And I think 2024 could be similar. So we think the best strategy is to be what you might categorize as to be positively defensive strategy. So that's finding stocks that have the strongest rental growth trends and stocks that can withstand or perform positively in a recession or lower rate environment. We think the opportunities are in residential, like German residential, for example, UK logistics markets where the rental growth trends are potentially the strongest and balance sheets should be able to withstand or benefit from a recessionary lower rates environment. In terms of the more concerning sectors, the office sector is the one where we think that inflation could undermine some of the rental growth trends and some of the balance sheets look a little bit more stretched. So we think sort of timing and capturing the benefits from that polarization in the markets is probably the best opportunity in 2024. So we say in the report that we think 2024 will require quite a lot of stock picking expertise rather than just broader sector and subsector allocations.
And finally, Citi will hold its 2024 Global Property CEO Conference in early March. Are there certain themes or questions that you expect will be most on the minds of attendees this year?
We're really looking forward to the conference coming up March 3rd through 6th. Investors are absolutely, they're always looking for opportunities. I think for this year specifically, it's really going to be about how the macro is impacting growth across different regions, companies, and property types. If I think about some of the key themes, I think probably capital allocation and capital flows in a higher interest rate environment. Then obviously the impact on real estate from emerging technologies such as AI.
Nick, Aaron, Howard, thanks so much for joining the podcast.
Thank you for having us.
And to our listeners, if you enjoyed this episode of the REIT Report, please subscribe or leave a review on your favorite podcast platform.